New government spending bill bans the United States embassies from flying the Amazon flag. Oh my goodness. How did this happen? Look how concerned the journalist is. I mean, look at the face. You know, there's those tests that you give to people to see if they recognize human emotions. And they have, like, different faces and you have to say sad, happy. This is probably a good face for that test to see if people can recognize a grave concern. How can you ban the flag, huh? Oh my god, I mean, there are places in the world right now where if you trample on the national flag, it's fine, you know, it's protected speech, but if you desecrate the Amazon corporate flag, no. I mean, it's what America exports in the world right now. It's one of the best exporters of homosexuality. Like, I'm not even kidding. If you listen to what Tucker Carlson used to say about Kabul, right? The University of Kabul had a lot of gender studies funding to it. And apparently, they were even, the Americans were even invested at promoting equity at the leadership level of Afghanistan. So, like, they required certain percentages of women, quotas of women as representative. And apparently, like, this actually caused riots, which is not really surprising going on the fact that, well, you know, those people are extremely conservative, even by any European values. To go from, like, extreme conservatism to fast-forward Star Trek extending ships in the sky way of thinking, I think you need to climb a few steps. You can't just enforce that. But anyway, that wasn't the only thing. That just so you know how important this ideology is for the United States. I remember a couple of months ago, this was absolutely hilarious. Hillary Clinton was having a debate on stage about homosexuality in Ghana. I think it was Ghana. May have been another African country. Important subject, of course. And one of the people from the audience asked Hillary Clinton questions about the economy, you know, like internal affairs from the United States, to which she didn't want to respond because, look, we're talking about LGBTQI issues in Ghana right now, like these take priority. I'm not saying that they're not important, but given the nature of the economy in the United States and the world conflicts that are happening, you think that someone like Hillary Clinton could have spent like 5 or 10 minutes to address the less important concerns. So what am I taking from this, right? Like, why is this interesting? First of all, is the concern that the journalists are showing, right? Like, they're not very concerned about the economy. They're not very concerned about the cost of rent or the standard of living or gas prices. That's not very concerning. I mean, maybe it is a little bit, but to not allow a flag to be displayed on an embassy. Come on. I mean, what is America becoming, right? So that is the first thing. The second thing is, like, again, you're looking at the name of the bill, and this is absolute classic with American legislator. It happens in other countries, but not as much as in America. You have a bill that's called the spending bill, right? So why is the spending bill banning U.S. embassies from flying the pride flag? We got this expression in Romania. What does the cow's asshole have to do with the mayor's stamp? They do this all the freaking time. Like, they will have a bill that's like the Protect Children Act. And when you read it, it's like, well, the government is now spying on your phone and is spying on your computer and is doing this and that. The ban TikTok bill, you know, well, actually now the government can censor any platform. And you're reading it and it's like, well, it's not what it's advertised, is it? And the thing is, it's like, well, I don't want the government to spy on me. I don't want them to look and see what I have on my phone and on my laptop and everything and be like, ah, so you're not for protecting the children. I mean, the perfect example with what they did recently is Texas and Pornhub, right? So, like, Texas wants Pornhub to have identification to see if minors are using the site. But what would this mean is that they would be able to track every single user with their entire history and everything that they click on and everything that they do. And this is something that many governments around the world have been trying to do. Like, you want to see porn on the internet? Show ID. You don't show ID to vote, but you want to watch Lewd's show ID. It's amazing blackmail material, right? Like, everything that you do, all of your internet history is now compiled, and they can subpoena it, and it's just the best blackmail material ever. You get a phone call, hey, you do what we want, or we leak it to the press. Who wants their history leaked? So obviously, Pornhub told them no, and it's like, ah, you want minors to use your website. A big brain think, right? Because the law is called protecting the kids, or... And it's the same thing here, right? Like, the US does it all the time. It's like the spending bill. Or it's like the infrastructure bill, and you realize that they're setting a couple of billions for gender studies in Pakistan. It's an American classic. And another American classic is the fact that they don't read the bill. I mean, any Democrat would have a heart attack if they read it. It's like, oh, you know, like, if you were to have a law where you don't fly the US flag over the embassies, I mean, that's weird. They're like, okay, what do we get in exchange? But if you can't fly the Jeff Bezos flag, I mean, it's unthinkable. It's not democratic. By the way, you know, it used to be that America was promoting freedom in the world. Like, that was their motto. We're bringing freedom. Do you guys remember those memes? I used to love those memes. Now it's we're bringing democracy. But, like, what if you bring democracy to a Middle Eastern nation and they vote for Sharia and they vote back for religious totalitarianism? Well, we make them vote again. Okay. Now it's diversity, inclusivity, and equity, which is like the whole umbrella, the whole shebang. The Jeff Bezos flag, right? So removing that flag, it's like removing the eagle. By the way, I saw a journalist saying that the American eagle is Nazi imagery because the Nazis used it too. Interesting. This whole thing is just mind-boggling. Like, most people read the news and they bypass a title like this without actually stopping to think what it means. And what it means is, like, the first thing is they didn't read the legislation. And then the second thing is, like, why do they keep sneaking in shit that has nothing to do with the title or the bill? If that's the case, then don't give it a title. Like, Europe, you know, they do, like, Article 235, Section A. And that's it, you know, like the 345-C bill. At least that is more honest, right? But they give it titles so that, oh, if you're against it, you're, you know, like protecting the puppies bill. You're against it, it's because you want puppies to be harmed, not because you don't want the government to steal your house, you know? So apparently the massive government funding package was banning the LGBTQ pride flag over the US embassies, but even on the same day Mr. Biden signed the package, the White House vowed to work towards repealing it. You know, if it was something that fucked you over, I'm willing to bet it wouldn't have been repealed, but this, you know. The prohibition, and by the way, I'm not even supporting or being for or against, this is just fucking amusing. The prohibition was one of many side issues, including the mammoth $1.2 trillion package to fund the government through September, which passed early Saturday shortly after a midnight deadline. As Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, a conservative Christian, scrambled for votes to get the bill passed in his chamber, he allegedly touted the pride flag ban as a reason his party should support the bill. The White House said Saturday that it would seek to find a way to repeal the ban on flying the rainbow flag, which celebrates the LGBTQ equality. So this is the guy that did it. It's Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson is the person that trolled the Democrats today. Really interesting troll. Again, they don't read. Do they not know how, or do they not want to? Which one is it? Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you in the comment section. Take care.